This is going to be a short samyama practice to help you get familiar and comfortable doing self-samyama. So the invitation here is to get into a comfortable position, preferably in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, and feel yourself supported by the surface that you're sitting on, and your feet grounded to the earth. Feel yourself supported here. And I invite you to begin to be aware of your breathing, of your breath. Breathing in deeply so that your abdomen raises and lowers as you breathe. And breathing out long and slow. Just taking a few breaths in and out like this. Just breathing in and knowing that as you breathe in, you're bringing oxygen to every cell in your body. And as you breathe out, you can imagine yourself exhaling through the soles of your feet and grounding yourself deep into the earth. And take one more nice, long, slow, deep inhale and exhale. And on your next breath, bring your attention to your heart center. You can place your hand over your heart to help you have a place to focus. And bring your awareness to your heart center, just dropping your breath into your heart, and with it, the awareness and the intention of going to your heart center. And if it helps you, you can bring the image of a loved one to your heart. And just allow your heart to fill up with the love for this person or animal. Just feeling the fullness of your love in your heart, and let it spread through the rest of your body, emanating from your heart. Just breathing in and out, and allowing yourself to rest in your heart, feeling the love for your loved one. I invite you to really give it to yourself. Really give yourself the love that you feel here in your heart right now. And when your head chimes in, you can just notice your thoughts and return to your heart. There's nothing to do with them in this moment. And when you're ready, you can let the image of your loved one fade away or drift away and retain the feeling of love in your heart. This is a way to help you ground the feeling of dropping into your heart, of what it feels like to be in your heart center rather than in your head. And when you do go to your head, it's fine. It's okay. We're not trying to get rid of our thoughts or the chatter in our heads. We just simply notice it, witness it, and drop back into our hearts on the next breath. Just continuing to drop into your heart. And notice what it feels like to be in your heart. Notice the difference between when you are in your heart, even if it's just for a split second now. Sometimes when we're first starting out, we're only able to access our heart for not even a second. And then it eventually gets longer and longer. So just witness, just feel what it feels like to when you're in your heart versus when you're in your head. And notice the difference that it makes. Notice how it feels different. And on your next breath, direct your awareness again back to your heart center. And just allow yourself to be here in this moment, exactly as you are, without needing to do anything, for as long as you're able to be here. And then return again to your heart, remembering to give it breath, remembering your deep breathing, which brings you into your heart. Just allowing yourself to be here, knowing that in this moment, there is nothing to do but rest in your heart. And you can continue like this for as long as is comfortable or as long as you would like. The more that you do this practice, the more grounded you will be and the more familiar you will become with dropping into your heart. Just allowing yourself to be in your heart with nothing to do. There is nothing to do in this moment but be. You can notice any feelings or sensations that arise and just allow them to be there exactly as they are. In this moment, there's nothing to do with them, just allowing them to be. This is a practice that teaches you how to be just as you are without needing to do. And I invite you now to take one more breath into your heart center and rest there for a moment and ask yourself, what is needed in this moment? And whatever happens, whatever arises, just let it be there. And know that once you begin this process, once you begin to delve into your heart and to know what it's like to dwell there, to be there, to rest there, that you may begin to get insights at other times of the day or the next time you do samyama. Just know that you have started a process that will continue to grow and deepen and get more nuanced the more that you do it. So when you're ready, I invite you to bring your attention back to the chair or the surface that you're sitting on and feel supported once again. And when you're ready, slowly you can bring your attention back to the room, back to your body, back to the space, and you can open your eyes. I invite you to do this practice as often as you would like. Once a day would be ideal, and do it whenever it works for you. If you have any questions, I welcome them. I look forward to our next meeting.